It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Vermont author Annie Downey adds some new twists to the chick lit genre in her novel Hot and Bothered. The book zooms in on what really happens after the happily ever after. The heroine is a 39-year-old single mother with two children, eccentric Vermont relatives, a philandering ex-husband nicknamed X-Rat, and a crush on a professor she calls Perfect Guy. Narrated with fast-paced journal-type entries, the book follows her attempts to take charge of her own life. Annie Downey has contributed to NPR, The Utney Reader, Vermont Woman, and Hip Mama magazine. She lives in North Ferrisburg and joins us in our Colchester studios. What made you decide to write this book?
Actually, it all started because I had joined a women's writers group. And up until that point, I had only written poetry and essays. And I thought it would be interesting to try to write a book. And at first, I was trying to do a very serious novel based on the Civil War. And having failed at that after doing mounds of research, I decided to write a book that I would, the type of book that I actually enjoy reading.
I want to talk a little bit about the style of the book, which is a series of short vignettes which are narrated by the heroine. Why did you decide to write it this way?
I think it comes from my poet self. When I was in undergrad, I studied poetry, and that was my concentration. And I had gotten used to, in my poetry, doing groups of poems about a particular subject, so this was kind of along that line in a way.
I'd like to ask you to read a little bit from Hot and Bothered. And this is, I thought, a rather nice, self-contained little chapter called Standstill. Is there anything you want to do to set this up for us?
In this, right before this particular snippet, Standstill, she is feeling really good about herself because she has had a really nice conversation with this guy she's interested in, Perfect Guy. And she goes to pick up her children at her ex's house. And the good feeling dissolves because when she's going to pick up her children from her ex's house, he's with his new fiance. So it brings up these feelings of sadness, but also a feeling of she has no one and she's alone. Sitting in the parking lot with my head pressed against the Volvo steering wheel, I can't move. For 6 months after X-Rat left me, I couldn't leave the house. I was too afraid. I feel the same way now. Why did I go in there? Why didn't I just wait outside for the kids like I usually do? I was in such a great mood. Mom, Brendan says, shaking me gently, start the car. I lift my head up and look momentarily at X-Rat and his fiancée Tiffany's apartment complex. When I turn to Brendan, I see his face is drained of color. Mom, start the car, he repeats. Yes, okay, I say, and stick the key into the ignition. In the mirror, I catch Lucy sucking her thumb, and my stomach turns. She hasn't done that in so long, since X-Rat and I first separated. I stop thinking, flip on the headlights, turn on the radio, and sit up straight, then buckle my seatbelt and make sure the kids are fastened in. So what do you two feel like for dinner, I ask. Lucy takes her thumb out of her mouth. Chinese, she says. Are you cool with that? I ask Brennan. I'm down with that, Brennan corrects me, smiling just enough to let me know that he's all right.
What do you think of the comparisons to Bridget Jones and the chick lit genre? Do you mind that?
No. You know, I personally loved Bridget Jones, and I love a lot of chick lit. And it's fun to read. It's a nice break from real life. Mine's a little different. It tells a different story, but there's poignant stuff in chick lit. There was poignant stuff in Bridget Jones, the constant, incessant way that women are, you know, told to lose weight and to look a certain way. I think this book hits on those same aspects of life and being a woman, but on a different level of being a single mom or just being a mom in general and what society kind of expects of us these days. Not only are we supposed to be mothers, but we're supposed to be working and we're supposed to be volunteering at schools and bringing in half the income. And here is this woman who's a homemaker who's not feeling enough anymore. And she feels really out of it or a geek. And she's seeing her really good friend who doesn't have children with this great job and great life.
And is an alcoholic.
And is an alcoholic. well, you know, you need some. Yeah, Pip's unhappy with her life, too. There's that side of the pressures of being a woman, too. So of not being good enough because you don't have children. So I think the book really hits on both of those things through Pip and through my character, Gracie, the two angles of the way society kind of looks at women.
Annie Denny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.